Let's go check in with Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider. He is standing by in the Meyer guest line. And Comp, I think if you're a Michigan State fan, if you're Mel Tucker or anybody on his staff in East Lansing, or people who follow Michigan State in the media like yourself for SpartanMag.com and the players and assistants and trainers, everybody has to be extremely pleased after the first two games. Not so much that they beat juggernauts in Northwestern and Youngstown State, but it's how well prepared. The number one thing that sticks out to me beyond the W's, how well prepared this team has been going into their first two games.
That's a good way to say it, and it's led to Michigan State getting off to extremely fast starts on offense, and that preparation has allowed some pretty good talent improvements at the skill positions to show through. Also, offensive line has been improved, like we talked about a few weeks ago. There, it should be improved based on the experience they have there. They have some individuals that have had some good moments at various times in their careers, but on the offensive line, collectively, they've had trouble nailing it down. Well, in the first two games, they've been able to get that out of the offensive line, a very experienced offensive line, rolling up big numbers on the ground. Again, like you said, not against great competition, but just being able to execute and doing it with balance, getting the ground game going in different ways, and then, you know, play action, counter boot to play off that run game, and then also some pocket passing deep to try to make the defense play the entire field, as the cliche goes. And Michigan State's been able to do that. That's a great sign going forward.
Yeah, and they let Simmons get lathered up after Walker had a big day, and Walker had only seven carries. I say only, and averaged, you know, around 8 yards a carry. But Simmons had the buck 21, and the one thing that stuck out to me right away with that big first play was they wanted to work on their passing game with Thorne. It was Youngstown State, a football championship series next-level team, but Thorne looked good throwing the ball.
He did. If there were any weaknesses for Peyton Thorne in the first game, it was that he missed a couple of deep balls. He could throw the deep ball. He just misfired in the opening game. He showed that he could connect on it in this game, did it on the first play of the game with a flea flicker, and then later the 85-yarder to Jaden Reed. Reed was pretty well covered on that play. They were in, it was either cover three or cover one with a single safety deep, so the middle of the field was not open, and that's where Reed was going on the post. Plus, he had a defender bracketing him from underneath, so he wasn't really open. Might not have been a great decision to throw that ball, but he knows Jaden Reed so well, and there was open field to the left, so he threw it that way toward the grass. Into the grass, into the open area, threw him open, and it really required a perfect throw, and he delivered a perfect throw. From there, Jaden Reed caught it, 85-yard touchdown pass. Youngstown State not really fast in the secondary, so after a really good throw was made, he was able to take it the distance. There was also a couple other throws. There was one that Jalen Naylor dropped in the end zone, which might have been his second best throw of the day, which should have been a third deep ball completion for him. So Thorne made some made some progress there in his third start as a college player, so he's looking like a guy that can play winning football as long as the other areas play winning football as well.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the huge show across Michigan. You can follow everything Michigan State Athletics 24/7 at SpartanMag.com. So MSU 2-0, 569 yards on the ground, and what a balance between 296 pass and 273 on the ground. Maybe the yardage, and again, it's junk yardage because the game's over at halftime, 35-7. I am a little concerned on the edge speed, and they're going to play a fast Miami team that had the struggle to beat Appalachian State. And that game, I think, at noon will be on ABC. If I'm trying to nitpick and look at one thing, it might be teams with some speed could pose an issue for that defense. Early thoughts on that matchup with the U down in Miami.
Yeah, I'm going through that Miami Appalachian State game right now. Gone through the first quarter. You're right. Miami does have speed, even though the scores have not been good this year. You would expect Miami to have speed, and they've got it. I'm not exactly sure how this game got away from them a little bit. Ended up beating Appalachian State 25-23. Michigan State's pass rush has not been great. We talked about that last week, and you know Drew Beasley missed the game last week. No word on whether he will be back this week. Drew Jordan, the transfer from Duke, pretty good pass rusher, missed the game as well. Not sure what's going on there. So they could use those pieces, although De'Aaron King is maybe not the quarterback for Miami, might not be a basic pocket passer. So pocket pass rush, you always want it, but maybe not as important as this game as it is to keep him corralled, if possible. Michigan State on defense gave up some plays, gave up some rushing yards against Youngstown State, some of which were not pretty. Michigan State in the back seven still has some guys that are getting used to new jobs or the new scheme. Quaveris Crouch, inside linebacker transfer from Tennessee. He's only been on campus he's only been in pads for 4 or 5 weeks like everybody else transferred in the middle of the summer. And Angelo Gross moving from the nickel back last year to free safety this year. It's been a learning experience for him. He's gotten turned inside out once or twice. So you've got guys still learning back there, and it is a complicated system. It's a multiple system. So they are not really able to play full blast. They are making some mistakes. Have to wait and see how long it'll take to get that cleared up, but that's part of the process. Mel Tucker doesn't name those guys as being a problematic in part of the process. That's just my observation. I think they've got talent. Whether those screws get all tightened in time to take on and limit some good offenses, it will be a big determinant in terms of whether Michigan State can go forward and make this a surprise season.
Yeah, and Miami will be that test, I think, with the athletes. And as they move forward on the schedule, more athletes that they'll see. I'm looking at the Big Ten right now, and I don't see a lot of juggernaut defensive units, maybe outside of Penn State, Iowa. Michigan's defense has played really well. They've been rushing the football extremely well, over, 650 yards in the first two games, and those wins over Western Washington. So still a lot to wait and see, I think, when it comes to Michigan State and the rest of the Big Ten. You can follow everything Spartan football, basketball, and more 24/7 at SpartanMeg.com. And also check out Comp when he goes on YouTube Live. They call him like the Jake Paul of the football on YouTube. He's amazing. Comp, we love you, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, Jim Comperoni joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be a part of sports and communities all across this great state of Michigan. So when you shop at your local Meyer, you are shopping for your local community. Comments on Michigan State football at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. Huge question of the day. You can answer on air or on our social networks. Good and bad from the state win over Youngstown State, Michigan's W over Washington, and the Lions. Valiant comeback. It's not a moral victory, but they covered the spread on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You can join us with those opinions. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studios. We're also beginning week 3 with our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. And we're now on in Detroit on 3 radio platforms, 93.5, 99.1, and also 94.7 FM HD Channel 2, The Roar, Motor City Sports Talk. Welcome to the Huge Show. Just 2 weeks ago, if you're in the Motor City, get a chance and listen. All of our affiliates are listed all across the state, from all across the state, at thehugeshow.net.